Hello and welcome back to the Yellow Pod. I am your host, Adrian P. If you are new here, thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the podcast. If you are a returning listener, I am so glad you are back. Today's episode is going to be about you. Yes, you and me and your friend and your mom and your dad, but everybody, but mostly you. I'm talking to you. I want this whole episode for you to really listen to the words that I'm saying and kind of take a second and do like a self-analysis type thing. That's what we are doing today. We are going to look at ourselves. I wish you all could have seen the hideous arm slash dance movements I just did while I said that whole little bit. Anyways, let's jump right into it. Who are you? Like, really, like, who are you? Not the person you portray to other people, but the person that you are when you are alone with yourself. Who are you? And I want you to think about that for a second. And I want you to think about if you are actually doing things that you want to be doing. Are you fulfilling your cup, or are you fulfilling the cup that others have put in front of you with this dream or this idea of things that they expect you to do? What are you doing? What are you doing? Now, we're still on the topic of you. Remember, this whole episode is about you. I want you to think about the things that set you apart from other people. What attributes make you different from the person standing next to you? And do you categorize these things as positive things or negative things? And whichever the answer, there's no right or wrong answer. You are having this conversation with yourself. Why do you look at them in either a negative way or a positive way? Why do you think that? Oftentimes, I feel like we view the things that set us apart from other people as bad. We kind of put this negative light on them because in today's world, everyone wants to be so different, but at the same time, you can be so criticized for being different and just like dragged through the mud. And I think the reason people come at it with such a mean and vicious thing is because they don't understand. They don't understand the things that set you apart from them. And the more you are misunderstood as a person, the better, the more individualistic you are. There's no point in trying to water down who you are as a person just so Joe can understand why you like doing the things that you like doing or why that sets you apart from other people. The more you are misunderstood, the more you are yourself. Because at the end of the day, no one's living in your shoes except for you. And Joe and Kim aren't going to understand, and dumbing it down and completely watering yourself down isn't fair to you. Just be unapologetically you. And I think it's the people who don't give a fuck and who are going to be themselves no matter what that truly have such a strong power. Like the fact that you have the balls to just be you and you don't give a fuck what anyone says about you, you are intimidating and people are going to be intimidated by you. And it's those people who are intimidated by you that are going to talk crap about you. And I've come to realize that people who do that, they just don't have the balls to be themselves and they're mad that you are and you are so comfortable just living your truth. Next question. If you are not being yourself, why? If you are not showing up as your full self every day, why is that? Is it a safety thing? Because I completely understand there's some places that I will go that I will not be very gay. I'm putting air quotes up. And I will be a little bit different for the sake of my safety. But if it's not for the sake of your safety, what is the other reason? What are the reasons that you are not showing up as your full self? Think about it. Why? What is stopping you from doing so? I've heard people say like, oh, college is the time to find yourself, blah, 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 blah. And I truly don't really think that I've found my full self until I was out of college. Because when you think about it, let's look at high school. We all go to the same high school. We all do the same thing. Everyone looks the same. No one is unique in any way because everyone wants to be the same in high school. You graduate, you go to college, if you go to college, and you're around all these people and you form a friend group because you need a study buddy. You don't want to be going to parties by yourself and things like that. And you become the same as your group of friends. And then you graduate college. And at least for me, I have a total of like two friends and we are all so different, but still the same. Like now I've had the room to completely explore who the fuck I am. And part of me thinks that like I'm going to constantly be evolving. When I turn 55, I'm going to be like, damn, who the hell is this? I don't even know who I am. Like I feel like human beings are meant to evolve. We are constantly changing. The world around us is constantly changing. And if you're not changing, you're stagnant. Next question for you. What about you do you want to change and why? Really think about that one. Because immediately you're going to have some sort of response and be like, oh, I want this, this, this. I want to change all of this about myself. But the follow-up, why do you want to change that, is the most important part of this question. One thing that I want to change about myself is my body and my appearance. And initially when I answer the why, it's because I want to be skinny. I want to feel comfy in my body. But when I think about it more, it's because I want to be healthy and I want to live a healthy life. I want to be eating healthier. I want to feel good in my body. I want my body to feel like it has proper fuel and like it can do the things that it needs to do. So when you ask yourself this question, what do you want to change about yourself? And if the answer to the why aspect of it is because of someone else or because of this or because of any reason besides yourself, you need to rethink that thing that you want to change about yourself. Another example I can give you from myself is, oh, maybe I don't want to be so hyper anymore. I don't want like to come across as like, bleh. And if I answer the why to that, it's because I think other people probably think I'm annoying when I'm just like a lot and always talking and always trying to make people laugh and things like that. And that right there, me, because I'm thinking of other people and that's the answer to my why, that's not something that needs to change. Because that thing that about me sets me apart from other people. I enjoy making people laugh. I enjoy having conversations with people. I enjoy being outgoing and making sure everyone's having a good time. So I'm not going to change that because of other people, what other people could potentially think about me. The idea of like sameness and things like that, my brain just kind of stops whenever I try to like imagine a world if we were all the exact same. The world wouldn't exist. And whenever I think about like people getting very like angry and violent towards people who are different, I'm just like, what? Like, do you really want a world where everyone is the exact same? The world would cease to exist. I don't think we would function the way that we do, because if you think about it, we have to have different people because there's different jobs. There's different tasks. There's different things that need to be done. There's different things that need to be grown and things like that. You have to have different people in order for it to work. So think about those things that set you apart and make you different. And I really hope that you start looking at them in a positive way, because they deserve to be celebrated. It's so cool that there's something about you that sets you apart from other people and that you're not just going to be like every other bitch, essentially. So celebrate them and bring them to the table more often. Be your full, unapologetically authentic, whatever self. That's it for today's episode. It was short. I just wanted you to think about you and yourself and who you are and really just have a conversation with yourself and internalize all of this. Do a little analysis. And I hope it helps. Usually when I do these things, I'm like, wow, nice. I feel a little more proud of myself after I kind of have these conversations in my own brain. Don't forget, I am still taking write-in submissions. I'm always taking them. You can send them over to my email at adriannapollock12@gmail.com with the subject line TYP, write-in submission. Any story, any scenario, situation, if you have life advice that you want featured on the podcast, send it over. Please let me know if you wish to stay anonymous and what your pronouns are, because I want to properly address you. If you are new here, thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the podcast, and I hope you will turn into a returning listener. And if you are a returning homie, thank you so much for coming back, and you keep coming back, and you keep listening. I appreciate it so, so much. As always, I'm your host, Adri P. Later, skaters.